Thanks to the new visitors, Gary, Noah, Sarah. If I'm missing somebody else, you are welcome. We are glad that you are here. Right? Yeah. Amen. Yes. I'm going to hopefully finish the series of the power of righteousness in the kingdom. And we are going to talk today how to operate in righteousness in the kingdom. Psalm 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. So the expression of love, mercy, goes before him, you know, towards us. And we were talking about putting on the new man, which was creating according to God, or the pattern, or the mold, put on. He had made something specific for each one of us to express his character and his love. The new man, something unprecedented, never seen before, in through righteousness and holiness. In the mind of Jesus, and Paul always was expressed in us as a believers to walk in our identity, in our position of righteousness. The priority of the kingdom is righteousness. And we were talking about righteousness and justice is the action of the king. We talk about what redemption, propitiation, justification means. And that is by faith, by grace. Grace is first. And then faith produces justification, the repentance, and faith alters behavior. Therefore, our life starts changing. So how do we express that in our daily life? And we were talking about the words of salvation, the entry to the kingdom. I want to go back a little bit on that. There's just so much that the word revealed to us. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So we enter into the kingdom of God by the word, the gospel of salvation. We were talking about the gospel of salvation a little bit. That in the word, the gospel of salvation, the center of that is the humans and their need. In the expression towards us on the cross. But when we are talking about the kingdom, we are talking about a king. The center is the king, his purposes, his plan for us. And so talk is writing to the Ephesians, telling them, I heard about how you respond to the word of salvation. I heard that the Holy Spirit is working in you, but there's a lot more. And then he goes on to say, I pray. Verse 16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Notice that Paul is asking God, that the church, get the revelation, the knowledge of the Father. So, he's saying, you need to know. So you may ask yourself, I am saved. Why is he praying that I need to know? I receive Jesus as my Savior. That introduces to the kingdom. But then he says there's a lot more. You need to receive the revelation of the love of the Father. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. Again, knowledge, know. The word there is experience. It's not the intellectual, mental knowledge of anything. It's experience. that you may experience wisdom, revelation of who He really is, your Father. That you receive illumination in your eyes. And revelation is simply taking the veil, something, the cover of anything. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. He's saying you are safe, but now you need to know that there's an inheritance for you. We have the promise of salvation if we believe in Jesus. But now we have an inheritance, meaning that somebody left us many things for us to enjoy, right? And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, exceeding greatness power, mighty power. I love that. Which He worked in Christ. Let me read you the NLT, verse 19. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seating Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Same power, same mighty power. Paul is saying, you need to know, church, you need to know. You received the word of salvation, the gospel of your salvation. But now I'm praying for you for three things. That you know the love of the Father, that you receive that revelation. That you receive that revelation that there's an inheritance for you. And that there is a power that you have received, the same power. Imagine that. Let's try to understand that, the same power that operated in Jesus after He was dead, went to hell, took the keys from Satan, the keys of the kingdom. Now He's sitting at the right hand, the very same power, the very same keys, the very same authority. Paul is saying, now you need to know, you need to receive that revelation. How to operate in the kingdom, the words of righteousness. And we talked about that a little bit last week. Words of righteousness, the codes of the kingdom. And we read a little bit on Hebrews 5:12 on when Paul is saying, you are starting the spirit, but now you need to start drinking milk again. I need to go back and explain to you the foundation, the basic things about salvation, laying hands, if we speak in tongues or no, those are just the introduction of your walk with the Lord. There's more. You need to mature, he's telling the church there in Hebrews. He's talking like a father talks to his children. And he's telling, I need to come and give you not what you want, but what you need to grow. And that's what I'm praying for, that the Lord help us to now move on to greater things, to meet in the Spirit, to more revelation, so we can operate in according to our inheritance, the mighty power of Jesus. We talk a little bit about the weapons of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 6:7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right and on the left. The NLT says, we faithfully preach the truth. God's power is working in us. We use the weapons of righteousness in the right hand for attack and on the left hand for defense. The words, the weapons of righteousness are words that we need to express and manifest when we walk in our position, because we are the legal representative of God here on earth. Our words means a lot. And he's talking about his walk with the Lord and all the things that he had gone through. But he says, I'm using the armor of righteousness. How you walk is announcing many things in the natural and in the spirit. And the righteousness is an armor. And he says we have weapons on the right hand and on the left. On the right, we use the word of righteousness. And we use on the left the shield of faith. Our position, we know that by faith, what is our position now? And we have to use words matters in the kingdom. Words of righteousness. And we were talking about decreeing how we pray in our position of righteousness makes a whole difference on our prayers. Because if we know that the same power that raised Jesus, and then if you go on reading, talks about all his enemies under his feet and he's sitting with all things submitted under his feet. So therefore, when we pray, operate, and talk on that position, decree in righteousness, there's no defense that the enemy has against that because he knows he's defeated. He don't know what righteousness is. So when we speak in righteousness, it's like Jesus is speaking through us, the weapons of righteousness. So there's a need of the church to mature. In Galatians 4:1, really quick there. I'm going to read the NLT. Think of this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than a slave until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. Wow. We own everything. We have an inheritance. We own it. It was given to us. But the scripture says we are not able to manage, to receive it, to operate, to enjoy many things because we are immature. We haven't grown. Verse 2, they have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. Many times we don't enjoy the benefits of our inheritance because our father sees that we won't be able to manage that inheritance. So he's looking, he's waiting for us to mature, to grow in him, to start releasing bigger things. When we are faithful on the small things, I assure you, God is ready to keep releasing more and more and more and more to operate in our inheritance. Amen. So there is a call for the believers, for the church to mature, to have more understanding and revelation of how to operate in righteousness. We talk a little bit about, let's read 1 Corinthians 13:11. 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see in a mirror, dimly, but the face, then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know as just as I also am known. Process, and I have talked a lot about process. I believe this year the Lord is calling us to have bigger things, to believe for more, to start changing the way that we speak, that we thought, that we behave, that we act. As a mature believers, it's by the Spirit of God working in us. process, and we all are in a process. The plan of God for this church enters into a process, and that is good. I was talking to somebody yesterday how I was really impressed of the leadership here, and in general all the members here, because many times we have gone through many situations in life, in our walk with the Lord, and there's a scar in our life. But those are like the evidence of a life that has gone through a process. Those scarves are testimonies of the mercy of God, the power of God. And as we are being going through a process of maturing, those actually experiences have preparing us to minister. Those are trophies. And we can come before the Lord and say, Lord, thank you. I remember that season and how faithful you were with my life. But now I'm here in different position, getting ready to move on. Amen. Now, let's talk about words of righteousness, weapons of righteousness. Let's talk about the fruit of righteousness in the kingdom. Philippians 1:11. Philippians 1:11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Pay attention. This scripture talks about being filled. It's not about you do to produce fruits of righteousness. No, you are filled. And filled of what? This verse says, of what? Which are by Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God. When we are talking about fruit, we are talking about seeds, we are talking about soil, we are talking about a root, we are talking about a plant, a tree, we are talking about producing, right? But all of that is possible only when we are filled. There is a huge difference into trying to produce our own righteousness through works, doing, which unfortunately, sometimes when we don't understand what the gift of righteousness and the operation of righteousness is, we try to do. We try to produce through works. But the scripture says that all of those works are the result of being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's in Christ, through Him, and by Him. So we need to be filled to produce fruit. There's that expression of the fullness of God in our life to produce righteousness. Producing and expressing a different lifestyle according to our new nature in Christ. There has to be an evidence in our life of that righteousness of God. But it's the result of being filled with the Spirit of God. Being filled, not your own actions and efforts to walk in holiness, to walk according to what you know is right. That is when we in our own strength, that is a religious spirit, that is no understanding grace. But the key is being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Let me read you what is one of those fruits of righteousness. Among many others, there has to be a change in our way of life. Integrity, virtue, purity, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Because we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We can outwardly try to produce those. And let me tell you something. Sometimes it may appear that we are producing those fruits of righteousness, but eventually the flesh is going to show the true nature if that is not out of the Spirit. That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit every day to produce those fruits. Proverbs 11:30. Proverbs 11:30. Hallelujah. Now that we are understanding this, let me tell you what's going to be the result, what's about to happen. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. When you walk in your identity of righteousness, being filled of the Holy Spirit, you are a magnet. You are so attractive to people that they want to be before you. They want to come and know what's going on with you, why you are producing this joy, this peace, these fruits. Why you work extra, why you get earlier, why you stay, why you are willing to do extra things, producing a fruit of righteousness. It says here, you are a tree producing fruit. Many people wanted to come and get nourished, feed by you. Why? Because you are full of the true righteousness in the kingdom, the Holy Spirit in you. Therefore, you start being an influence to people around you, because you cannot resist a good apple tree with red apples there that you know are ready to harvest. You want to go and grab one, right? That's how people need to look at us, as a tree of life. So you have a word, you have a rhema, you have the love of God that wants to be flow through you as a tree of life for many people. Winning souls is a lifestyle. We don't even have to try it, because we are full of the Spirit. We are walking in our identity. We are expecting every day that somebody is going to come to us wanting to cultivate, wanting to get something out of our life, because we are a tree. You can read Psalm 1. There's so many scriptures that talk about the fruits of righteousness. And one of those, and what I'm praying that we receive this revelation, is that we have something to offer. That we have something that can make a difference in somebody else's life. And we can win souls. We are created to have many friends, because there's fruit in our life, the fruit of the Holy Spirit producing righteousness. Meaning, the system of the world operating in the way that they operate, and we operating in the kingdom with a different lifestyle, different values, integrity. Not because we are trying, because the Holy Spirit in us. Hallelujah. Then, verse 31. If the righteous will be recompensed on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? So, the revelation, the first revelation that we have about the righteousness of God is that we are sinners. Christ died for us, we receive forgiveness, we are right with God, and we are going to go to heaven. And in heaven, we are going to spend eternity in the presence of God. Amen? Yes, that's going to happen. But this scripture says, and we are been reading about that we have an inheritance, that we need to be able to be ready, mature enough to receive our inheritance, to operate in our inheritance. And this scripture says, because you are operating in that, because you are producing, you are being a tree of life, you are going to, it's like never ending fruit in our life. The recompense of that identity never ends. We are producing all the time, all the time. We are like trees planted next to the river that is always giving fruit. The Psalm number one says, talks about always, always. There's no seasons where we are not producing. We are always producing when we are next to the rivers. The Holy Spirit in us. And this verse says that those fruits are constantly producing. We are recompensed here on earth. On earth. There's many things that the Lord wants to release to our life. But pay attention. It's for the benefits of others. For to bless others. If we have that heart, believe me, the Lord is going to start bringing people. As I say, we don't even have to try. It's how we walk, who we are. It's the Holy Spirit in us. We are shining. We are the light of the world. We are called to make a difference in this world. But if we have only the mindset of that we are going to go to heaven, we are going to be there forever and all that, we are not thinking into, wow, Lord, today, I know there's somebody in my workplace, somebody in the mall, somebody that needs to hear a word, that needs to come to my life, that needs to see that you are in me. Amen? We have the fruit of righteousness in the kingdom. Hebrews 12:11. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Righteousness gives you peace. A peace that you can enjoy every day when you are walking in the righteousness in the kingdom. Process. Because he says we learn it. We learn it as we are walking with the Lord. The Holy Spirit revealing to us. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hand down and the feeble knees and make a straight path for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated but rather be healed. When we are walking in our true identity of righteousness, you don't get tired. You won't say no, because he says now you're going to have that strength that is going to keep you going. If you are tired, look what is the result of the fruit of righteousness, the peace of God. There's no crippled people, meaning in the spirit, also physically. But he's talking about getting tired in our walk with the Lord. No such thing like that when you are bearing the fruit of righteousness, because you are being filled with the Spirit of God, as we read it before. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the constitution of the kingdom. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Pay attention to this declaration. So powerful. All the scripture is. The scripture wasn't. Or the scripture is not going to be. Is present. Because what God breathed The Holy Spirit breathe life to the scripture. If you today believe in the word of God, it's going to be present. It's going to be manifested here, because all scripture is active. Whenever there is a heart with faith, believing in the word of God, the scripture is for you. The scripture is the answer to any situation. The scripture is present. It's alive. The scripture is not a book. The scripture is now for you today, this morning. The scripture, through the Holy Spirit, wants to be activated for wherever your need is. If you need that healing, the scripture is ready to be activated in your life. If you need deliverance, the scripture is ready to be released. And if you release it in your position of righteousness and knowing who you are, the scripture is active. This morning, all scripture is given by inspiration, meaning God's breathing, the spirit in the scripture. The word, the logos, is the book by Jesus. Jesus is the one who gives the word the power when there's a heart full of faith to believe. This word is for me today, because the scripture is present. Hallelujah. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, the scripture contains the present power for life. It's like the scripture can resuscitate anybody. It's like when you give artificial life to somebody that is on the floor, that is basically dead. If you go and breathe, do all the process to bring that person back to life through giving artificial life, right? Breathing into their inside their lungs and all that. Many times we see how person comes back to life, right? The same power of the scripture, because the scripture is God's breathing into you to manifest life to any area. Of course, you have to believe it, receive it by faith, because the scripture is now. So, and it says all the scripture is inspired. In its totality, not just some parts, all. Do we have that graphic there? So, no, the other one. So, in the kingdom, we enter because of the word of salvation. But once you are in the kingdom, the scripture is going to train you doctrine in righteousness. Reproof in righteousness, correction in righteousness, instruction in righteousness, because that is going to produce a transformation in your life. That is going to give you the codes, the blueprint through the word of God, so you can walk in righteousness, so you can manifest the nature of God. The scripture is going to teach you everything in righteousness. For the word of salvation, we were introduced into the kingdom of God. And now, what do I do the next 50 years of my life? How do I walk? The scripture is going to train you, teach you everything in righteousness. Doctrine in righteousness. Reproof in righteousness. Correction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness to give you life. So you can walk every day in victory. That is the constitution of the kingdom of God, the word, the manual that we have, the blueprint, the mind of God, so we can walk in righteousness, not because of our own efforts, but the Holy Spirit of God in us. And that's what we should be training, teaching in righteousness. When I have a group of leaders like you, I don't need to teach you about salvation anymore, right? And even, well, if you need, come and talk to me. But now we are getting ready to go to a higher things. to be instructed in the codes of the kingdom of God. Because if we want to walk under the citizenship of the kingdom, we need to go the constitution of the kingdom, the culture of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, and how we can operate here on earth, because we are representing God. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5:20. And this is a scripture that is really, really, really close to us as a body. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading to us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We might become the righteousness, the walking righteousness, and therefore we can be truly ambassadors of the kingdom. We cannot be ambassadors of the kingdom of God if we don't know what the righteousness that he gave us, that we became. It's not something that, like a credential that we have or clothes that we take off. No, we became, we are. Therefore, we are ambassadors of the kingdom. It's only when we manifest the righteousness of God on everything that we do, the charter, in our doctrine, in our speak, in the things, then we are going to manifest the kingdom. We are ambassadors. We are going to be effective. We are going to be able to reconcile the world through the gift of righteousness. You are the righteousness. You were made the righteousness of God. So when people see us, they need to see God in us, in the way that we live. It's a lifestyle. The Spirit, being filled of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this scripture that is like a hymn to me. Romans 5:17. For by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Let me read the NLT. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. So, when we are talking about life and death and righteousness, we are talking about kingdom. He says here, for by the one man's offense, death reigned. Many has the authority. Cause death to rule over many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ, in life now. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to walk defeated, because God called us to represent him as a king, as a priest for him here on earth. Hallelujah. God called us to reign in life through the gift of righteousness. We were safe to express the righteousness of God here on earth and to live like that in triumph. This scripture says, reigning over sin, over death, over everything. We are not the victims of nobody, of the system, of the world. No. We are called to reign in Christ through the gift of righteousness. We need to understand what is this gift of righteousness. We have been talking for the last 3 weeks about that, so we can start walking in that identity, that position. Hallelujah. Last scripture. Hebrews 1:9. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. God demands the body of Christ, the church, to stand in the kingdom, in the values of the kingdom. And those values are righteousness and justice. And he says, then, because you hate all that is against my values, I'm going to anoint you. The level of the anointing that anybody walks has to do with the revelation of righteousness, the righteousness of God. There is an anointing that God wants to pour out when we are walking in that identity. Gladness. Trials many, tribulations every day, problems constantly, infirmities, yes. But the oil of gladness, hallelujah. Joy for you, hallelujah. Our citizenship is in the kingdom. The kingdom has codes, principles. But the biggest one is to understand the gift of righteousness. That's going to position us in the right platform, the right mindset, the spirit to receive our inheritance. Be mature enough to manage bigger things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you are here, you feel tired, you feel without strength, God wants to be faithful to his word and pour out an anointing of gladness. Joy in your heart. You don't have to walk sad and depressed. That's what the enemy wants. But the scripture says, Mark 9, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. You have to hate sin because you are the righteousness of God. When you put yourself in that position, therefore, God, because of this, after this, the result of this, therefore, God, your God. So it's not a God that is way up there. No, he's with you, he's your Father. Has anointing you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Let's stand our feet. God wants to pour out the oil, meaning the Spirit of God, on your heart, on your situation. Because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. Hallelujah. Start receiving right now. Talk to your Father. Thank him because Jesus positioned you as heir of God with an inheritance. There is an anointing for us, an anointing for you. God wants to flow in your life and through your life. That anointing of joy, gladness. There's no such a thing as a depressed, born again believer on the Bible. And Paul described his walk with the Lord through many trials and tribulations. But he says, I am the righteousness of God. There's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Because he got the revelation, the understanding of everything that he carried inside, produced all the things that he was able to come to accomplish. And we read it last week. He says, it's the grace of God, the empowering of the grace, the ability of the grace, the enabling of the grace working in me. And it's not in vain. I'm producing fruit. I'm fruitful, he was saying. That's what God wants for each one of us. But I believe before we go out to conquer the world, God wants to give you the anointing of joy and happiness to be a son of God, daughter of God. So you don't walk depressed, defeated, but in victory. in victory. It is for you. The word is. This is the word for you. Speaking to my mouth right now. Like God is speaking through me to you. The word is for you. That anointing is for you today, this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Spirit is moving right now. I'm feeling it. Start receiving as we worship. Respond to God. Respond to this word. The word is for you. Is for you if you believe it, if you receive it. If you are here burdened, tired, sick, start receiving healing. Holy Spirit right now, start moving. We are going to a time of worshiping. If you need to go, be blessed. Thanks for coming. Come back next week. Tomorrow, we have other activities. We're going to stay a little longer just praying and worshiping Him. And if somebody needs prayer, by all means, the word is today ready for you. Start receiving right now. Be dismissed. If you need to go, go in the peace of God and walk in your true identity. God, pour out your anointing. The oil of gladness. Each one of us. Feel free to go. We're going to worship. Respond to God. Respond to this word.